Most of these are your males, ones and number twos. There's a sponge with the orange-colored egg mass.
It's late June in Ida Hall. A commercial waterman is pulling her crab pots from a creek just inside Virginia's western shore of the Chesapeake Bay. As she sorts large from small male crabs, she tosses egg-bearing females, called sponge crabs, into a basket. Hall will earn about 37.5 cents for each pound of crab.
So the market has the tendency to drive what we harvest if it's legal to harvest them.
Considering the amount of hand-wringing fisheries managers do over blue crab stocks, it seems astounding this is allowed. Hall also sits on the Potomac River Fisheries Commission, which takes on these issues. She says there's an economic reason.
If you restrict that, then you are going to cut out a whole group of crabbers. Or how are you going to, you know, what is, I guess, the term now is the conservation equivalency. What do you give back to these watermen that would lose it all?
The majority of sponge crabs are in Virginia waters and mostly caught in southern tributaries close to the mouth of the bay. Females only mate once but produce millions of eggs anywhere from 3 to 6 times during their lives. Virginia allows harvest by egg color and water temperature. The darker the color of the egg mass, the closer they are to hatching. So from March until about June 15th, those with darker eggs are thrown back. Tammy and Mike Croxton, who buy Hall's crabs, say that's a waste.
$15 for a basket of busted sooks, pregnant crabs.
Pregnant crabs in there that you're selling for, what, $15?
$15 a basket, but I can get $17 a dozen for small soft crabs. So, you know, you figure that's a dozen crabs that we have eliminated out of the water for $17. And how many thousands of crabs or millions of crabs are you losing with every bushel of busted sooks that are going up the road for $15 a bushel?
Scientists say most sponge crabs and their eggs caught during the heat of the summer die either in the crab trap or after being thrown back. So Virginia allows them to be harvested, but not everywhere, says Virginia Fisheries Manager Rob O'Reilly.
We've had a sanctuary that extends from the bay mouth, essentially, and a little bit below into the coastal area, all the way up to off Tangier. Right now it's about 928 square miles.
As far back as the 1930s and 40s, scientists were keeping an eye on the fluctuation in the blue crab population. The original sanctuary was established in 1941 at the request of the Hampton Crab Packers Association. Crabs migrate annually from the Atlantic up into the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. Glenn Davis, a biologist from Maryland, chairs a committee of scientists who annually assess blue crabs. He says as long as there are enough female crabs, there will be plenty of babies.
There's really no need to place that much burden on the industry when, with a little bit of patience and a sound management plan, those crabs will come back within a year or two.
This year, for whatever reason, the female crab population is up. Virginia fisheries managers are now considering more restrictions on the male population by increasing the minimum size limit. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.